Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, March 7th. I'm John Weigel here with Juliette Bennett Ryla, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. 3D printing has finally made its way into the housing market. Detroit-based nonprofit Citizen Robotics is working to create materials for these 3D printed homes in hopes that it will provide an affordable housing alternative. But how affordable exactly is it? We'll chat about that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today across business and tech. Starting us off here, Oscar Mayer is collaborating with plant-based food brand NotCo on two new meatless products. The Not Hot Dogs and Not Sausage, as they're called, follow the company's investment in alternative dairy, despite plant-based meat sales falling 9% in 2023. We'll see how that works out for them this year. Next up, Revel is using anonymized data from Uber to dictate future EV charger locations in New York City and solve for charging deserts. The company also gives a 25% charging discount to eligible NYC Uber Pro drivers. Fascinating to see. I actually recently rented a EV out of New York City, out of Brooklyn, and couldn't find a charging station to save my life in the city. So that would be really
that
nice.
That sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, terrible. Next, Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, produces enough daily oxygen to sustain 1 million humans, per new data from NASA. Though very cold, scientists do think that there could be life below the moon's icy surface. Fascinating. All right, to celebrate International Women's Day, crypto exchange Binance released, quote, Crypto, all in caps, a fragrance that smells like ozone, salt, and moss, available via samples at mall pop-ups in Dubai. Juliette, would you try the Crypto fragrance?
I would try just about any fragrance just to smell it. You know, like that's the highlight really of going to a Sephora is that you get to smell all the smells.
So many smells.
Yeah, there was also a promotion, I think, that was geared towards women to try to get women into crypto that sounded somewhat useful. It was like where the first 5,000 women who completed some sort of beginner course on Binance Academy would earn a $25, I don't know, gift certificate to somehow, $25. I don't know how it gets to you, probably in crypto. I don't know. that's cool. I don't know that a crypto perfume would get me into crypto any more than the ranch dressing Jack in the Box perfume that I think we discussed previously would make me want to eat more Jack in the Box. But I mean, worth a shot.
Yeah, it's a fun stunt. Why not? To me, it's just kind of a bunch of crypto finance men in a room trying to figure out what women like. And that's a fun image. It's a
yeah.
fun skit.
They could always consider asking a woman. I think they did say it was like a female team, but
And finally, U.S. credit card late fees are now capped at $8 as the Biden administration continues to tackle junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates the new rule will save families about $10 billion per year, and that's huge. All right, now time for our main story. Our big story today is all about the ability we now have to 3D print houses, or at least all the parts of the house that need to be assembled later. So, Juliette, the question I'm coming at you with is, we can print 3D homes now?
Yeah, apparently. If you haven't seen what this looks like, I included a video in the newsletter where you can watch this in action. But essentially what happens here is a robotic arm, and it layers a cement material to build walls, almost like icing a cake, it looks like.
Oh.
But then you have a wall, and it can do sort of like patterned walls or curvy, wavy walls. It looks pretty cool, but that is what's happening when they talk about 3D printing a house. The walls are made by this robot. In this case, they're made in a facility in Southwest Detroit, and then Citizen Robotics brings the walls to the construction site where the home is to be built and assembles it all there. And the other stuff that's inside the house, you know, like fixtures, appliances, that's obviously not 3D printed. It's really just the walls.
Right. Okay. So it's everything kind of in the exterior that you see.
Yes.
So nothing interior. Like they're not going to 3D print a toilet for your 3D
right.
printed house.
They could probably 3D print you a couch, maybe some art, maybe a cool plant that isn't real.
A nice like Lego plant.
Yeah.
Yeah. A 3D printed couch. Mmm, comfy. Wow, sounds good.
It reminds me of like The Simpsons, like a Simpsons house.
Yeah, exactly. They can only make The Simpsons house, actually.
Yes.
But yes, so talk to me about the process a little bit and kind of is there some faith in this that this could be, I guess, quote, the future and how cheap this process is comparatively to traditional processes.
So on the one hand, yes, this is a cheaper process. It requires less time and fewer people than the way that you would traditionally pour concrete or build a home out of other materials. There is a lot of benefit, apparently, when it comes to the material itself. It's strong, so, you know, you're not going to have to worry about your house blowing away in the event of a storm or a very large wolf a la Three Little Pigs. You know, this is not a house made out of straw. They say that it would reduce heating and cooling costs by about $120 per month. That's according to Citizen Robotics. That may not mean a whole lot to some people in some part of the countries, but as someone who used to live in Michigan, I can tell you your gas bill can get very, very high in the winter to heat your home. Yeah. So that is a big plus. And those costs could be mitigated or even fully covered if the owner chose to install solar panels. So there's a lot of benefit there. However,
I was waiting for it.
This particular house, you can find it on Zillow. It is still up for sale. No takers yet. And that's because it costs $224,500 to buy. Now, if you're living in LA and you're like a two bed, one bath house for $225,000, wow, what a steal. Great. But we're talking about Detroit, and this is a city where most homes are selling for under $100,000. So you are really taking a big leap here to buy this futuristic house. And unsurprisingly, there have been thus far no buyers.
Fascinating. I mean, that is kind of a problem because as you kind of noted in the newsletter, and as I'm kind of looking through these images of the house itself, it seems quite long, but not quite tall. So it does seem a bit smaller than some of the buildings surrounding it even. Quite petite.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about a city like Detroit where you do have a lot of, or you did have a lot of, I haven't been there in 10 years, but I remember driving around and a lot of the houses were very old and beautiful, very charming and very cheap because it was Detroit. So, I mean, you'd really, really have to want to live in a futuristic house. And I think part of the appeal of living in a 3D printed house and not some beautiful craftsman is that it would be cheaper. And in this case, it is not cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, it seems that way. You would gather, though, it might be cheaper to potentially renovate or cheaper to kind of replace things as they get old. That's maybe a thing that could happen.
Print yourself a new wall. I think the main problem here and the reason why this costs so much money, I mean, even to build this house, they had to get some grant money from some partners, Mishta being one of them, which is, you know, a big nonprofit in Michigan. The problem is really the development of the house. So to build the house, sure, that's cheaper. But according to the architect of the home, Brian Cook, for 3D printed homes to actually be affordable, they would actually need to be manufactured and constructed at scale, not just a one-off house like this. And there's also, I know when we talk about housing on this podcast, we talk about zoning all the time. Here we go again. This is the case of coding. So the housing code required them to reinforce the walls with concrete pillar because apparently there's no code. It's against code to have a 3D printed wall. So all of this stuff bumps up the construction. And then they were saying that they had all these delays with tradespeople not calling them back. I don't think that's particularly surprising. Nobody wants to be replaced by a robot. So it's just driving up the cost. This is an interesting prototype. It actually costs more to build it than what they're selling it for. So they're not going to make a profit on it. But it's another one of those things where it's like coding and zoning and everything else is going to have to catch up to this. And then people are going to have to be willing to adopt the 3D printed house. And then they're going to have to build them at scale, which we are seeing them doing in Georgetown, Texas. That's a community outside of Austin, Texas. It's got 100 3D printed homes. Those ones start at $475,000. And the median home price is about there. It's a little less. It's $460,000. So we're seeing how you could build a community of homes and you can kind of make it work, especially in a place that is desirable. I think outside of Austin, Texas, it's a desirable place to live. But yeah. It could be the home of the future, but once again, everything else would need to catch up.
Yeah, it seems like the affordability isn't exactly there yet. It seems like it occupies a similar area that regular housing in the same neighborhood would go for, which is kind of surprising. I would figure that they would lower that price a little bit because, I mean, you know, getting people to move into 3D printed homes seems like a tough thing to do.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who are going to be reluctant about it, but I think once we've seen people live in those homes, live in those communities, not have any issues with the homes, assuming that's what's going to happen, we don't know yet. I think we'll see more adoption of it. And then it just comes down to, can we make it affordable? Can we do it at scale? If that's the case, then I think it would be a super great opportunity for people who want to build homes for unhoused people. They could all look the same. You could, you know, that's the benefit of it. It's like modular housing. Yeah. Like they're mm-hmm. pretty customizable. You can just keep building the same wall over and over again. Great. And put it, slap it together. Like there's a lot of right. benefit here for quickly constructing a lot of shelter if we get there.
Yeah, definitely.
And one really cool place that they're going to build these, allegedly, is NASA would like to put them on the moon. So, you know, if housing becomes too unaffordable here, you can go live on the moon. I'm going to assume that's even more expensive because getting there is very hard. But
probably. The transportation cost alone will eat at you. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trippiano, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow.